cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, SoundExchange is what we're talking about. They collect and distribute digital performance royalties on behalf of nearly 600,000 music creators and growing. And we want to get an update on the business, how it all works.
Well, we got a good guy with us to help us do that. We got the president and CEO of SoundExchange, Michael Huppe, joining us live in the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studio. He's on Twitter at Mike Huppe. You can follow him there. Michael, how does SoundExchange work? Like, you guys are a nonprofit. Tell us how you get your money, because it's not from every single music service out there.
Well, we're a very interesting billion-dollar company that a lot of your listeners probably haven't heard of, but we make a lot of the services they use work better. And a big part of what we do is help connect 3,600 streaming services like SiriusXM and Pandora and iHeart Online. And we, on the one hand, connect with them and collect payment from them for use of the recordings and the data, and then we take care of all that bad data, clean it up, fix the errors, combine it with the other 3,600 services, and pay it out to over 600,000 creators. Basically, if you are an artist or a label or a studio producer who has play on any of these services, you get a check from us.
Why does it have to be a nonprofit?
It doesn't have to be a nonprofit. We were actually created by the industry to do this very thing. We are purpose-built.
Who, when you say the industry, who got together and created you?
So kind of the entire recorded industry is what came together.
We are made up of RIAA.
Well, so we have major record labels, indie record labels on our board. We have the artist union, SAG-AFTRA, mm-hmm. AFM. We have artists themselves, artist managers, trade associations. If you are an entity in the music sound recording space, you're represented on the board.
You did mention that. You did not mention a couple of big names. You didn't mention Spotify. You didn't mention Apple Music. Those services are on-demand streaming platforms. They're
right.
Interactive streaming
Right. There's platforms. Two types of streaming platforms. One is we call interactive, where you lean forward, you make playlists, and then there's lean back, where it's just a stream of music to you. And we operate a lot in the non-interactive space. We do other things. We're a music tech company, so we have data services that we provide to some folks. We administer certain settlements. But for purposes of this discussion, it's the lean back, non-interactive services that we spend the most time on.
I mean, bottom line, it's tracking, you know, services that are tapping into artist content and making sure that they get paid for it.
Exactly. And to give you a sense of scale, it's exploded. I mean, the music industry, especially the streaming part, has taken off. When I first came to the company, you know, 15 years ago, we were paying out maybe $20 million a year. We now pay out regularly over $1 billion a year. And we pay out very quickly. We pay every month. 90% of the money we get in the door is out within 45 days. Mm. And, you know, as I said, 3,600 services. We process 35 billion performances a month. Mm-hmm. So it is a serious high-tech, high-data operation.
So if an artist is getting paid because their music is being played on SiriusXM, are they only getting paid because of SoundExchange, or are they also getting a check from SiriusXM?
For the sound recording part of the business, it generally comes from us. There are other licenses in the music industry as well.
So it's very, very complicated.
It's very complicated. You know, there's a whole other music publishing side of the business, and SiriusXM has to deal with other organizations for that. But for the sound recording, the featured artists get money from us. And another interesting thing, we also send money to a fund that pays all the background vocalists and musicians as well, which is a cool aspect. They now get some downstream revenue.
And you have proprietary technology to make sure that everybody who is creating content at whatever level is getting paid. But I'm thinking about conversations we have. Couldn't the blockchain do this?
Well, one day the blockchain may or may not do it. I mean, technology is...
I'm not trying to replace you in your organization, but I wonder how you think about, you've got proprietary technology. Mm-hmm. How do you take it to another level that maybe even makes it purer or more direct?
So I will tell you, for us, all technology, all platforms, they're just tools, right? Yeah. Our job is to work on behalf of creators and make sure they get paid fairly and accurately. And if blockchain becomes the next thing, you're still going to need a place where there's authoritative data about who owns the rights in what recordings and where do they own those rights. So even if you have the blockchain and smart contracts, we would very likely still be a part of that as well. And it's something we're considering for our future. You know, where are we going to be in 10 years? And the blockchain and Web3 is very much something we're thinking about.
Do you see, what is the trend when it comes to the lean back versus interactive experiences? I mean, why isn't Spotify and Apple Music, why aren't they part of your platform?
Well, because they do have lean back experience, but they also have more interactive. And for that, they have to go to the record labels to get the rights.
Will they ever be part of your platform?
Well, look, we're happy to
work. Would you like them to be?
We're happy to work with anybody. You know, if you think about it, we are a trusted resource with, as you say, state-of-the-art, cutting-edge proprietary technology and the best data, music data in the industry. And we would be open to working with any of these companies to help their back office. Saves them money, helps us, you know, serve the industry better. So we would be very open to working with anyone who wants to take advantage of that.
What's been the impact of musicians selling their music catalogs? Phil Collins, Bob Dylan, Springsteen. I mean, the list just continues to grow. So what impact has that had on you guys and kind of on the growing monetization, if you will, in the music industry?
Well, I will say it's a fascinating development. You know, looking at this as an asset class now and having these institutional investors invest in an asset class, it's great for the industry. It shows interest. It shows the future and what people expect. From our perspective, it just means, look, we'll send our payments.
Valuations now? Like, does that help in terms of?
Our payments very much work into the valuations because we are, you know, we're a large part of the revenue stream. Sound Exchange alone is 10 to 15% of the U.S. recorded music market. So when these artists go to sell their catalog, the investors are going to look at the history of the revenue, and we are very much a part of that. And from our perspective, you know, we'll pay whoever the artist tells us to pay. If they want us to send 15% to the studio producer, we do. If they, tell us to split the money this way among their bandmates, we will. And if they say, hey, I just sold my catalog to this PE firm, then that's where the check goes.
So do you know an up-and-coming artist before they're an up-and-coming artist because you have this data?
Great question.
We do have a little bit of insight into trends maybe before they hit the mainstream. So I won't name any names or try not to play favorites, but there are big artists now who we knew and were friendly with.
Oh, come on.
Who's your favorite one?
Come on.
My favorite artist, period.
Your favorite artist.
Favorite artist? I would say Elvis Costello or Billy Joel.
Nice. I didn't expect you to answer the question.
Well,
isn't he
going to get them a better deal because of, are you? No,
I'm just kidding.
Really interesting. And I think a business that we all just take for granted in terms of how it works. So great to get some insight. Come back soon.
I appreciate you having me.
Carol always tries me to get me to sing a song on air. And then I'm like, I can't because we don't have the rights to it. So
Piano Man.
Don't get me in trouble.
Michael Happy, President.
Is that the reason? Just the rights?
That's the reason.
Michael Happy, President and CEO of Sound Exchange. Thank you so much. Check out Tim's Crypto Show. Check out our weekend show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.